Congratulations to Orchestra Nova Northwest's season opener, Lineage, Sound and Fury. My name is Casey Bozell, and I am the concertmaster of this orchestra, as well as your guide to the pieces you'll hear in this program. Now, looking at the three works ahead of you, they may seem eclectic, maybe even a little disjointed, but there is more connection than one might realize at first glance. Caroline Shaw's Entr'acte has a pretty fascinating origin story. The inspiration was evidently taken from listening to a performance of the Brentano Quartet playing Haydn's Opus 77, No. 2, String Quartet. Now, the second movement of that quartet is a minuet and trio. And as you listen to it, it's actually humming along quite nicely when Haydn switches keys from the minuet into the trio. The difference in character struck Shaw as so stark that she describes it as a moment of music where you are taken to, quote, the other side of Alice's looking glass. Shaw actually wrote it originally as a string quartet in 2011 and orchestrated it to a full string orchestra version in 2014. The makeup of this piece is somewhat reflective of a minuet and trio movement. There is absolutely a pulse of three going on, especially at the beginning, creating some momentum reminiscent of a minuet. The chords start out beautifully with a sense of longing, and then they gradually descend into a more and more dissonant state until the strings are actually asked to create rhythmic surface sounds on the instrument in lieu of actual pitches. It's almost as if Shaw is able to create some natural transition from dissonance to pitchlessness. The next section of the piece begins with a very sprightly pizzicato, which, despite all of the space between the articulations of the notes, still manages to feel very thoroughly orchestrated. The lines bounce back and forth between solo and section voices. There's some pretty fun string techniques like slapping pizzicatos, there's lots of harmonics, and a section of portamentos, that's slides along the instrument, gently takes us back to the recapitulation. And then the piece ends in a really intimate and introspective cello pizzicato solo. Now, I can recognize Haydn as a symphonic writer, even if you etched out his name at the top of his pieces, and it's due to his absolute lightness and sense of humor of symphonies. It's possible somebody's actually studied the amount of music in his symphonies that's written in a minor key, but it's a small fraction, for sure. It's almost as if he starts writing in a minor key and then quickly apologizes and switches back to major. The music for his Symphony No. 60, nicknamed Il Distratto, was originally presented as incidental music to a play entitled The Absent-Minded Man, which is a comedic play where the main character's absent-mindedness lands him in one hilarious situation after another. The first movement, you'll find the music sort of repeating small sections over and over, as if someone has lost their train of thought and needs a spark of inspiration, which in this case is a big orchestral chord, to be put back on the correct path again. The second movement starts very tenderly, as it's depicting a wedding rehearsal, which is repeatedly interrupted by a nearby band, represented by the woods in the back. The third movement depicts a stately dance, which meanders away from a sort of expected rigidity, leading us to believe that our absent-minded protagonist has managed to wander off from his own wedding and get lost. The fourth movement, in fact, is a fiery and fast one, which quotes a Balkan folk song in the middle, again painting the picture that the poor absent-minded man is really lost now, and he's frantically trying to figure out his way back to his own wedding. Now, at this point, one would expect the symphony to be done. Four movements was a pretty standard order in Haydn's symphonic repertoire, but there are still two more movements in this work to go. We got to get this fella back to his wedding, after all. The fifth movement flashes back to the wedding itself, and it's a slow, sad theme. It's even titled Adagio di Lamentazione. The bride believes she's been left at the altar. Now, don't fret, though, because there's a huge brassy fanfare that helps our hero find his way back. And the final movement is a prestissimo. The groom rushes back to his bride, and the wedding starts again. Unfortunately, the band has not had a chance to tune. And the violins are actually asked to tune their lowest strings down a whole step before the movement starts so they can make a big show about tuning it up correctly in the middle of the movement. Haydn really knew how to lean into the comedy in his symphonies, and this was no exception. You can laugh at the funny parts in this. I promise, we as the musicians, we won't be offended. Anna Klein, from her own writings, takes two separate pieces of inspiration for sound and fury, one of them being Haydn's Il Distratto Symphony, hence the programmatic connection. The other is the famous soliloquy from Shakespeare's Macbeth, which a narrator speaks over the orchestration during the last third or so of the piece. This is the soliloquy, which begins, "Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow," and it ends with the line, "It is told by an idiot, with sound and fury, signifying nothing," which is, of course, where Klein derived her name in the piece. Klein quotes Haydn directly throughout, as well as other orchestral sources, such as Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra, which, as an Inception-like side note, that work also quotes Shostakovich, but that's a layer to explore for another concert. These references are sometimes easy to miss, as you'll no doubt be jolted by the beginning of the piece, which is indeed technical and rocketing. The sound Klein gets for the orchestra is thrilling and poetic all at the same time. You'll hear some odd intervals repeated over and over again until your ears may start to hear them as more melodic than anything. You will have two chances to hear this concert. The first is on Saturday, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Mount Hood Community College. The second is on Sunday, September 28th at 3 p.m. at the Reeser Performing Arts Center. On behalf of myself, conductor Stephen Baez, and my amazing colleagues at Orchestra Nova Northwest, thank you for your support of our mission and your support of the arts. We'll see you at the concert.